I think that the futures are going to, I think my sources in the Bitcoin community, which is actually about 20 people in that community, I think that they were bid on very little volume. And I think that the short selling is going to just annihilate people when you can start trading. Annihilate. Because creation of supply. There's been no supply.
But short term, what do you think happens to the price once futures go live?
I think you get a more liquid market, and more liquid markets can't have these kinds of, typically can't have these kinds of gyrations. And I think that if they walked it up, these guys can hit it back down. I mean, I think the propensity of people when futures start would not be to bid it up after this turmoil that we've had. And what is basically what's called, well, really a tech, an island reverse, where it goes up intraday and then gets slammed. And I think that's the traders move it up. And then once this thing starts trading the futures, they are just going to kibosh it. Kibosh it.
Got it.
Thank you.
K-A-I-B-O-S-H. How do you go with kibosh?
I don't know. Google it.
Okay.
But it wouldn't surprise you to see it, what, cut in half?
Go back to where it was. Yeah.
So, I mean 5,000 was a few weeks ago.
Well, look, I think it's, you get sellers who can come. There's no way you can borrow the stuff. But you get sellers to come in, and suddenly they create Bitcoin, so to speak. I also think that once the futures get in, you're going to see a lot of shenanigans. I think there'll be more shenanigans in futures than
kibosh and shenanigans. Watch out.